Hey, Dr. Leung, the clinical patient last name is Jackson, first name is Blair. Date of service is November 10, 2022. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first ever. It was in 1991, first ever. Patient was on foot, first ever. It was in Mississippi, first ever. He was on foot and he was hit by a drunk driver, first ever. He tells me that he got hit in the head, first up, he immediately lost the consciousness, first up. As a matter of fact, he went into a coma for half a day, first up. He doesn't remember anything for half a day, first up. He has got amnesia, first up. He woke up in the hospital, he woke up in the hospital feeling severe headaches, confused, disoriented, lightheadedness, first up. Our patient had woke up in the hospital, first up. Our patient was told that he got in the car accident, first up. The next step, since the incident, our patient had a significant headache, the first step, his memory loss, the first step, he's got depression, first step, he's not able to deal with stress, the first step, the patient tells me that his memory has become very poor, first step, that life sensitivity, first step, the next step, patient currently is a civil engineer, first step, he works as an engineer in Pleasanton, first step, patient tells me that he has difficulty to do his job, first step, his memory is very poor, first step, he's got difficulty to do his job, but because it requires a lot of thinking, first step, he tells me that he's not able to think fast, first step, he's not able to think straight, first step, but patient tells me that next paragraph, patient tells me that he's not able to excel in his job. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient is sustaining a traumatic brain injury. First up, in 1991, he was on foot. He got hit by a car. He immediately lost his consciousness. Patient went into a coma for half a day, according to him. Patient woke up in the hospital. Patient does not remember what happened. He woke up with confusion, disorientation, and dizziness. Since then, he has significant memory difficulties. He got significant headaches. Patient get confused and disoriented. Patient is not able to do his job well as a civil engineer. It is my opinion that he had a traumatic brain injury. The loss of consciousness, head injury, amnesia, coma, headaches, dizziness, lightheadedness, these are common symptoms for traumatic brain injury. This marks the identification.